I don't want you to feel bad because there wasn't a part for you in our story. We fixed it that way purposely. We wanted to get a real drama for you. One that would do justice to your dramatic gift. And we got it, too. And we're going to present it right now. Are you ready?
I sure am.
Okay, Bob Green, set the scene.
The railroad station at Albuquerque. A cross-continent train has stopped. Two well-dressed, prosperous businessmen get off and stroll along the platform, noting Indians there selling handmade sterling silver jewelry. The first well-dressed, prosperous businessman says to the second well-dressed, prosperous businessman,
Hey, Tex.
Yeah, boy?
You see that Indian there? He has the most remarkable memory in the world.
Is that so?
Yeah. You can ask him what he had for breakfast any morning of his life, and he can tell you exactly.
Well.
Wait, I'll show you. Chief, we'd like to ask you a question. Would you be good enough to tell us what you ate for breakfast the morning of June the 8th, 1904?
Had him egg.
Tex, he did it. He remembers he had an egg. Now, ain't that remarkable?
Extraordinary. Stupendous.
It is now 10 years later, but the scene is the same, except that only one well-dressed, prosperous businessman gets off the train and strolls along the platform.
You know, I think that Foy Willing was fooling me 10 years ago. Been bothering me ever since. Why, maybe that Indian's memory ain't remarkable at all. Maybe he has eggs for breakfast every morning. There he is now. I'm going to ask him. How, Chief?
Scrambled!
No more of them dramas for me, boy. Just let me sing. That's all I want to do. Sing.
Now, have you seen Miss Molly? Her cheeks are rosy red. Her lips are soft as satin, and they taste like gingerbread. Oh, ho, ho, me, oh, my Miss Molly, I'm in love with you. Oh, me, oh, my Miss Molly, won't you say you love me, too? I'll sell my horse and saddle, and drive, and I'll resign. If only Miss Molly would say that she'll be mine. Oh, ho, ho, me, oh, my Miss Molly, I'm in love with you. Oh, me, oh, my Miss Molly, won't you say you love me, too? Now when Miss Molly's smiling, the sun is dim as fell. But when she laughs, her voice is like a little silver bell. Oh, 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 me, oh, my Miss Molly, I'm in love with you. Oh, me, oh, my Miss Molly, won't you say you love me too?
Now, look here, Miss Molly, I told you this before. But even though I told you so, I'm going to tell you just once more.
Oh, 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 me, oh, my Miss Molly, I'm in love with you. Oh, me, oh, my Miss Molly, won't you say you love me too?
This is the moment when the writers of the Purple Sage present a song they believe carries on the spirit and the traditions of good Western music. Their choice today is On the Old Spanish Trail.
Let me tell you a tale of the old Spanish trail. She and I used to ride side by side down the old Spanish trail. Desert stars high above seem to say fall in love. So we talk of a June honeymoon on the old Spanish trail. One night I was passing the cantina. That night, she was in somebody else's arms. Have I seen her since then? Only now and again. When together they ride side by side down the old Spanish trail. Pardon me if I sigh. Ay, 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 ay,
ay. Well, that's about it for this time, friends. Thanks for coming over, Tex Williams. You're a swell singer. an actor par excellence and a great guy. Our thanks also to Ruth Parrott and Herb Butterfield for their help in telling our story. This is Foy Willing speaking for Al Sloy, Scotty Harrell, and Johnny Paul, the riders of the Purple Sage, saying so long and good luck to all of you.
Dickie's shirts and pants are wear-enforced work clothes, and they are fit perfected to make a good man on the job look even better.
Listen to a song of the wind. Listen to a song of the rain.
Howdy, friends and neighbors. This is Foy Willing speaking for the Williamson-Dickey Manufacturing Company, makers of those wonderful work shirts and pants. We're awfully glad at having you join us, and you can bet your boots we're not going to disappoint you. And now, folks, here are the riders of the Purple Sage.
I want to drink my java from an old tin can while the moon goes riding high. I want to hear the call of the whippoorwill. I want to hear that coyote cry. I want to feel my saddle horse between my legs, riding him out on the range. Just to kick him in the side, make him show his stepping pride out on the Texas plains.
Each night in my dreams, somehow it seems I'm back where I was born. Just a country hick way back in the sticks, back where I belong. Oh, the city life and the city ways are driving me insane. I want to be alone, I want to go back home, out on the Texas plains.
I want to drink my java from an old tin can while the moon goes riding high. I want to hear the call of the whippoorwill. I want to hear that coyote cry. I want to feel my saddle horse between my legs, riding him out on the range. Just to kick him in the side, make him show his stepping pride out on the Texas plains.
Once again, we'll say it sure is nice to have you with us. And now the Riders of the Purple Sage have selected a song that we think will just about meet with everybody's approval. I'll Hold You in My Heart.
I'll hold you in my heart till I can hold you in my arms like you've never been held before. I'll think of you each day, and then I'll dream the night away, till you are in my arms once more. The stars up in the sky know the reason why I feel so blue when I'm away from you. I'll hold you in my heart till I can hold you in my arms. So, darling, please wait for me. till I can hold you in my arms. So, darling, please wait for me.
You know, neighbors, when a man finds out what Dickie's shirts and pants do for him, well, sir, there's a man that's going to wear Dickie's and no other kind. Now, Dickie's are fit perfected, and they're wear-enforced, so they give you a lot more service than any other kind. Matter of fact, they're wear-enforced three ways. One, the seams are 50% stronger than ordinary seams. You know, that's that famous Dickie's safety stitch. Two, why, the pockets are even wear-enforced. They got pants pockets in them that's a full foot deep, and they're made of that heavy-duty Sanforized boat-sail drill. Three, even the waistband is wear-enforced with a comfort-cut Sanforized lining that keeps that smooth, easy fit around your waist as long as the pants last. And that's a long, long time, neighbor. Yes, sirree. You just ask for Dickies at your store today and see for yourself. Now let's listen to some more good music from the Riders of the Purple Sage.
Herd of cattle down from old Nebraska way. That's how I come to be in the state of Iowa. I met a gal from Iowa, her eyes were big and blue. I asked her what her name was, she said Sioux City Sue.
Sioux City Sue, Sioux City Sue. Your hair is red, your eyes are blue. I swap my horse and dog for you. Sioux City Sue, Sioux City Sue.
No gal as true as my sweet Sioux City Sioux. Yes, sir. I like that good old Western music. Man, old man, it just hit my foot back.
Hey, what's the matter with Johnny Paul over there in the corner?
I don't know, Al. He's probably rehearsing his lines for our next Republic picture with Roy Rogers.
What do you mean, lines? You mean lines.
Yeah. Well, anyway, let's find out. Say, Johnny.
Yeah?
Come over here a minute. Tell me, Johnny, what you so happy about?
Well, I just feel like playing something like a good old hoedown that'll start your foot to pat.
Well, just let her go. What's it gonna be?
Billy in the Loop.
Neighbors, I want to tell you something. When you ask for Dickie's shirts and pants, you get work clothes fit perfected for good looks and for comfort, too. Now, look at the waistband in Dickie's pants, for example. Look at it on the inside and on the outside, too. It's cut a special way, comfort cut, and it'll stay comfortable because that waistband has got something extra. A comfort cut lining made of heavy boat sail drill. And it's Sanforized, too, so it can't shrink up and get all out of shape in the wash. Stays easy fitting and smooth around your waist. And here's something else mighty handy. Dickie's belt loop. Good and wide and plenty of them. Keeps your belt riding easy all day long. Yes, sir. The Dickie's folks really know about comfort on the job.
You just try a Dickie's pants and a Dickie's shirt to match. Try them once and I'll guarantee you, neighbor, you'll like them. And that's a fact. Now back to our show.
There's an old saying that's been around for a long, long time. It's used mostly by Southerners and people out west. And not too long ago, it was put to music and a beautiful story written around it. And that brings us up to our classic for the day. Still Water Runs the Deepest.
Still water runs the deepest, like a love complete and true. So peaceful and dependable, I can't say the same about you. Your love is cold and selfish, it never could be true. One time I loved you truly, I can't say the same about you. I'm leaving and I won't be back, I'm going where I belong. Too long we've been together, too long you've done me wrong. Still water runs the deepest, like a love complete and true. So peaceful and dependable, I can't say the same about you.
Three mornings each week at this time by Williamson Dickey Manufacturing Company, makers of Dickey's work shirts and pants. How about joining us again next time? And in the meantime, the folks at your store will be mighty glad to see you. And while you're there, see for yourself just how good looking those Dickey work shirts and pants really are. This is Foy Willing saying so long for Al Sloy, Scotty Harrell, Johnny Paul, Bud Siebert, Jerry Vaughn, and the folks who make Dickey's work shirts and pants. And of course, the friendly merchant in your town who sells them.
We were nothing gold can buy. The hands of a lady, singing a song of the day.